Good morning. It is 9:30, some snow flurries and 17 degrees. And here he is, a man who is guaranteed to get you a vehicle that has a furnace and a fiddle. Mr. Brad Dunges here at the Dunges Family of Autos. How you doing there, Brad?
I'm doing very well, Tom. Yeah, those seat warmers and the remote start system.
Ooh.
And all of our great technology is certainly coming in handy this week.
It sure is. I got to tell you, this is the first time I had to use the seat warmers was this week. And it came in nice.
Slippery mode, too. I've got on my Lincoln I've been driving, I've got slippery mode. And that is actually works pretty good. You know,
really?
It's not the answer to everything, you know. Mm-hmm. But you can definitely feel the difference in how the 4x4 system works when it starts sensing the, you know, you tell it to expect it to be slippery, and it does adjust the traction pretty well to each tire. It keeps you going straight. And, you know, I think it certainly came in handy, and did use my anti-lock brake system a couple of times this week as we were getting out of the neighborhood and on the lot here. We've had interesting. It's hard to handle a car lot with a lot of ice. So.
Oh, indeed.
Interesting week, but we've got it pretty well prepared for you. We're open and got started to welcome our customers back a little bit more in service yesterday, and definitely have a few appointment openings today. If you are getting out and around and need to get your vehicle serviced, there's some opportunities. We've had a bunch of people cancel their appointments this week, so if you do need to get in for service, there's an opportunity there. Of course, we can use our shuttle and get you home, or even come pick up your vehicle if that's what you want us to do. And also, I got our friend Mike DeVore from the body shop here with us this week. Tom, say hi, Mike.
How's it going?
Hey.
Pretty good. Now, we hope nobody ever needs the body shop, but we know that when we get into the winter weather, it does happen. And so I thought it might be good to have Mike on. There's so many changes going on in the body shop business, and it's always good to have Mike on talking about what's going on there and all the stuff that we do in our body shop.
That's correct. So, unfortunately, in this time of weather, it does create a little bit of chaos from time to time. So.
But they don't need to panic if something does happen. Just make sure everyone's safe and do the normal stuff you know to do. Contact police if there's any need to do that, and make sure no one's injured. But once you start the repair process, it's really a matter of coordinating with your insurance company and the body shop to get things repaired, and that's where you guys take over, isn't it, Mike?
Correct. Safety is number one priority first. You know, make sure you're okay first. I mean, the vehicle, that's secondary compared to yourself. So,
yeah.
But yes, if you do happen to, get into that minor fender bender or hit a curb or something, it's safe to bring it to us. Let us take a look at it. Contact your insurance agents or your insurance company. Let them know that, hey, had a little minor accident. Want to bring it to us, and then they'll take care of us from there.
Yeah, and that process starts with an estimate. I know you can do things like online estimates now. You can book an appointment for an estimate. Tell folks how to do that.
Correct. There's two ways you can do it. I know we've got our own Facebook page over here, but if you type in carwise.com, you can put in your zip code, and it pulls us up. There's a link on there where you can click on there. You can book appointment, and it automatically generates it and sends it to us, and we'll contact you and let you know. Or you can actually try to do an online estimate where you can walk around your vehicle and take pictures. It's limited on the pictures, but it still does kind of give us an idea, and we can kind of do an estimate over the phone, which is just a preliminary estimate. Usually the best estimates are the ones that we can physically see, but the online estimates get you kind of sort of close and gives you an idea.
It gets the process started. Yeah. Of course, we see that all the time, that where once we start a job, you might even discover other stuff. It is an estimate,
correct.
Actually, and you definitely want to, one of the great things, you know, when you can see through the body shop repair process is how you, you know, you take something that's had this kind of damage and bring it back to, like, new condition. And it does take, you know, there's a lot of layers to that. This week we're hearing all the news about the microchips in vehicles and the delays in manufacturing because of that. So, I mean, these things are full of electronics and sensors and not just metal and rubber and plastic like they used to be.
Correct. You are very right on that. Like on a front bumper, you might have just barely tapped it, but behind the bumper there is a lot of things going on behind there that you can't see physically. So that's some of the things that you can't see, so some safety issues that are behind there.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people now with more recent vehicles have sensors and things that help them, stay in lane keepers and stuff like that. So I assume those also may need to be recalibrated and stuff like that.
That is very true as well. Like I said, it's all, like you said, the safety is number one, and that's what we focus on.
Cool, and so that you mentioned the Facebook page. I know we do have a separate one for you guys. We've got Dungis Ford and Dungis Toyota, but what is your Facebook page?
Or Mike? You can find us at Dungis Family of Autos Collision Center. That's where we post some before and after pictures. We've done a couple of live videos of painting process and stuff like that. So we try to keep our customers up to date on our Facebook page as well. Sometimes give them kind of like a before and after where they can go back and look and be like, hey, this is what my car looked like when it got towed. This is what it looks like, you know, pre-accident collision now. So now it's all good and good, ready to go.
Okay, yeah. I mean, and that was another question I had is a lot of times, you know, that process of taking it from that estimate to the repair, you know, there's a lot of stuff involved in that. And parts got to be ordered. You've got to get everything lined up. It has to be worked on what we call the metal side in the body shop. If there's work that needs to be done, then it moves to paint and refinishing, then a final detail. Give the folks listening just a little idea of how that works and what all the other things that go on in the meantime and what might happen. I mean, there's so many different variables, I know.
There is. Basically, when you bring us the vehicle, right at the beginning, we'll greet you with friendly. We'll write an estimate on there. We'll set up an appointment with you, depending on where we're at in our week or whatnot. Normally, we try to get you in almost that following week. Mm-hmm. Get you in, order all the parts that we need right then and there, get them coming. Then once your vehicle gets here, dropped off, we'll get it worked into the shop area of it, where we'll assign it to one of the technicians. And they'll tear it down, basically, and get everything. If there's anything that we missed on the estimate, they'll add that as a supplement, get all those parts ordered.
So they take care of that with the insurance company. They actually work with them.
Correct. Once they dealt with the insurance there on their side, after there, we'll deal with the insurance from then on. So it's basically once they drop it off here, they're basically done until they need to come in and pick it up. So once my body guy is done prepping it and getting it ready for paint, he'll send it over to our painter where he'll paint it, mix the colors, match the colors, make sure everything's back to the factory, paint it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it back to my body guy. He'll put it all back together. And then we had to do a little final inspection, walk around, make sure everything looks good. And then once that's good, I'll give it to our detail department where we'll clean it, vacuum it and everything like that, and then we'll get it on the front line for ready to go home. We'll call our customer and we'll greet them and make them happy.
Great, and it sounds like a really smooth process and certainly not something to be afraid of if you do end up in that situation where you need something. Mike and his team are, like you said, friendly and there to serve and have been doing it for a long time, a lot of great experienced guys in the shop and the dealership in general, but in our body shop we do have a great team, and Mike and his team are just there to serve you. And if you do need them, you can give them a call here reach them through the main number at the dealership at 333-0900, or they are just to the west of the Toyota building on just behind the Toyota building. You can get there either through our lot or off Stonewall, and it's right there for you. And it's one of the newer body shops in our area. And I know that you guys spend a lot of time training. We are one of the gold class certified ICAR shops. Talk about that a little bit. I know that that's a little obscure to most people that aren't in the industry, but it does. It is important. A lot of times, people may not realize how important it is to deal with the latest technology and OEM level technicians and people who are used to working on vehicles of all types. And Gold Class kind of makes sure that you guys are up to speed on everything, right?
Correct. It's kind of like the gold standard in safety for your vehicle. We go to these classes, online classes, hands-on classes, and it's all about the safety of the vehicle to make sure we are doing it by the OEM manufacturer's correct way to doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that really gets down to everything from, frames, being measured to paint quality and the depth of the paint, all kinds of things are involved in
correct.
That.
Like an expiration date, kind of like a driver's license. You got to go back down and retake a test sometimes, from time to time, and that's what they do here. As far as they just want to make sure our guys still know how to do this and still know how to do this with the hands-on classes. Like welding on steel or welding on aluminum and whatnot like that. They come in every 3 years and make us research.
That's an interesting point. You mentioned the aluminum, and since the new F-150 just a few years ago, we've had more and more aluminum getting into the vehicles. A lot of vehicles have some aluminum and some metal. Tell us what that's like and what different things have to happen to repair those types of vehicles.
Well, there is a little bit of difference between your steel and your aluminum. I know they make the aluminum for lighter, and it's actually a little bit stronger. The process is just a little bit different. You have to kind of keep your steel and your aluminum separate when you're working them. The process of working the aluminum is just a little bit longer, but at the end of the day, it's going to look just as new as it was when it rolled off the assembly line.
That's good. Are there any other changes coming or new technology that you guys are aware of that we need to be might be interesting to folks?
We haven't heard too many things. You touched on it earlier, something about the microchips, but we haven't really seen too much of that to affect us over here in the body shop as of right now.
But that's possible, I would assume.
Correct.
You guys need
them
too, right?
I'm sure it will be. Your hybrids and stuff like that, there's certain things you got to do to those. I'm sure that microchip, there'll be a certain way to have to approach it before you actually get to work on the vehicle.
Yeah. And I know I was listening to a report on that this morning, Tom, and there's, that is something that's going to affect vehicle supplies and all kinds of things this year. As we've just had a little bit. At first, during the pandemic, there were a lot of sales dropped, and a lot of orders for new vehicles were canceled, and they put off some microchip purchases at that point. Sales really boomed on small consumer electronics, and so a lot of the chips were swept up into that industry. Now that the car makers are needing more chips to start building more cars and trucks, they can't necessarily get all that they need, and it is affecting all the manufacturers around the world. I know Ford's shut down their F-150 plants for a couple weeks here, but we're not expecting it to have a big impact on our inventory. We already have fairly light inventory right now, but we've got access to all our great trading partners, and most any model is available. Particularly on the trucks, there's some, might be a little bit of time to wait to find the right one. But if you don't see what you're looking for on our lot or on our website, be sure to ask and let us know, because we can undoubtedly go out and look for it, and we'll be happy to do that for you. The other thing, Tom, that we're getting ready to get into here, it's the launch of Truck Month, and you know, while the weather may not be what we hope for right now, I know a lot of people are going to be hunkered down here over the next few days or week, and but as we get near the end of the month, we'll be into Truck Month. I know there'll be a lot of pent-up demand. People have been sitting at home for a few weeks, and we're going to have a big sale towards the end of the month. We've got to hit our goals for the month, and there'll be limited time to do that, so we're going to have an event once we get clear of the snow and cold temperatures, and kick off March with a lot of momentum, move into Truck Month that way, and right around the corner is our 80th birthday celebration in April. Dungis is proud to have been in Bartlesville now for almost 80 years. It'll be 80 April 1st. My grandfather first came to Bartlesville and acquired the Ford store, and here we are still trying to take care of our customers and do the best we can every day through our great team of people like Mike and the rest of the guys at the body shop.
Well, I tell you what, that's going to be a celebration. I think a lot of folks are going to be paying a lot of attention to what's going on there, because I just get the feeling it's going to be a little bit more than just your average festivities.
Well, we like to celebrate here and have a lot of fun, and it is a family business. I'm here every day, and I got a brother who works here, and my sister-in-law, and my Uncle Joe, and we treat everybody like family. It is such an important part of our experience here. Mike is a great example of people who started here and have developed careers and worked in different positions. Mike, you might tell them a little bit about how you started and your career path to get to be the body shop manager.
That's correct. I do appreciate it. I'm going on 24 years with Dungis. Like I said, they do. It is a family.
Wow.
So, and they treat you like a family. So I did start out as a lot porter, just moving cars around and washing cars. And got my start, really good start in the parts department. The parts manager there.
Was Ronnie at that time?
Ronnie Spears. He liked my hustle that I did. I'd be a good fit in parts, which I was. I turned out in there for a good 20 years, basically, in there.
Yeah. Well, and you still, I know we rely on you to use that knowledge and your role in the body shop. I mean, because parts are fairly important.
It does actually has a little, it's advantages when you're over here in the body shop, because you kind of sort of know this and this, and you can help the current parts department staff and help them out and say, hey, let's do this or this. So and I'm going on 4 years over here running the body shop, so I'm very, very thankful for the Dungis family.
Well, and we're thankful for you, Mike. I drew that out not just to make you uncomfortable, but remind people of it. That we're always looking for great people, and it is a people business. And I think that my grandfather, if he were here today and could say anything, he'd say that's back to the very beginning. This business has been built on the people, and the people that work here and take care of our customers are the ones that make it different. And Dungis is part of the community. We're proud to do that for decades, and it is since 1941 here in Bartlesville, and since 1929 in Oklahoma. So, just a long heritage of taking care of customers, and we're, really proud to keep keep the business as simple as possible, to work with our customers, answer all their questions. I know I still hear from some people out shopping for cars that they can't get straight answers from other dealers necessarily on the price of a vehicle or what the math is how they came up with a payment. And we just don't play those games. We keep it simple. We have our simple price. We'll sit down and break it down for you, show you, what we've got in a vehicle. We'll work any way we can to make you comfortable with the purchase. One thing we're seeing, Tom, and we've had to use that this last week or so with the crazy weather we've had, is, with the ice out and with fewer people moving around, the great technology on our website we have to show people vehicles, to exchange video, to work the deal. You can actually go in there and calculate your own payment work, collect all the incentives you've got and find the right vehicle for you, and then we can work with you and do a lot of that now before you even come in. So we've been we've kept selling cars through this crazy winter period, and a lot of people out there on the websites working their deals and scheduling deliveries for next week, and we're definitely booking appointments and ready to serve. If you are looking to either purchase a vehicle or sell a vehicle, I mentioned this last week, Tom, but we are in definite need of inventory for our used vehicle demand, and especially if you have a maybe a 2018 or older vehicle, we'd like to have them under about 130,000 miles, but don't let that scare you off if it doesn't fit that description. But, if it's a lower mile vehicle, it's been well-maintained in pretty good shape, local vehicles do great. We can certainly give you top dollar for anything there. And it's just a simple process. You can start that online, too, and we can take care of that remotely or come to your place if you're not comfortable coming in here for the ice or for whatever other reason.
There you go.
So the other stuff that I wanted to mention is we've got after the anniversary sale and truck month getting going, well, we're going to move into Bronco period again, Tom. And I know we've talked about that the last couple of weeks, but we've been reaching out to all our Bronco reservation holders, and that is how it works. If you want the Bronco, full-size Bronco, you need to schedule a reservation. We'll then reach out to you, confirm your order, and get it scheduled just as soon as we can. We're in the process of scheduling orders for the first model year of the all-new Ford Bronco, bringing back the heritage of a real Ford, 4x4 off-road vehicle that's got that DNA of the original Bronco, and really excited about that. A lot of the customers are building exactly what they want, and that's one of the neat things about the reservation to order process is you do get exactly what you want, and we're all just super excited about that. We've got right now, if you want to check it out, we do have the all-new Bronco Sport, a demonstration vehicle of that on the lot, and the all-new Mach-E. And we've had people coming in checking both those out. The Mach-E is Ford's new all-electric Mustang. Little bit different kind of Mustang. It's not a two-door coupe. It's a kind of a four-door small SUV-sized vehicle. Low to the ground, though, has a great stance, really fun to drive. I took it for a spin recently, and it's very smooth, does not shift gears, so the power spectrum is very smooth, and you can really get into it. It's a fast vehicle, and handles extremely well.
It's got
a lot of great technology in it, a big touchscreen system, and anyway, people need to come check that out. It's going to be quite a vehicle, I think, for us.
I imagine. So you got all kinds of good things going on there. I mean, you've got
definitely, of course. I mean, we had to keep ourselves busy these last few days with the ice on the lot and everything. So we've definitely been studying up, and the team has, like I said, been working with our internet customers and getting ready for it to thaw out eventually.
Oh, I know darn well you had some internet traffic there, folks saying, well, this is the last winter for that vehicle. We got to get something different, something new perhaps.
Well, and that's another thing. I was talking to Angela this morning, and this is one thing we have had. I mean, if you're out there and people's batteries and such are being stressed with this temperature, if you have a battery that is at risk, this is a great time to get it fixed before this next cold snap.
Ooh, yeah.
We've had a few people this week needing that kind of service, and if you wait too long, of course, your vehicle will not start. So you need to get a battery tester on there. If you are needing service, go ahead and bring it in for an oil change today, and we can test your battery. You don't want to run them down past 50-60% of their power spectrum, or you're going to lose your risk losing power if you don't start it, especially if you let it sit for a few days in these extreme cold temperatures.
Yeah, having your battery on life support's not a good idea with this, especially with this big cold snap coming up this weekend. We're going to be in the single digits, and it's going to feel like it's minus zero, and it's just not going to be good for your vehicle or you.
No, and another thing you need to watch out in winter weather is making sure you've got new tires. The way the tire works on the road, a worn-out tire just isn't going to work well at all on ice and snow or any kind of winter weather situation. So good tires are a great thing in that. If we are needing tires right now, we've got great deals from and access to the OEM spec tires.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great rebates on tires all the time. As well as our deals. You can find all the specials on our websites at DungesToyota.com or at DungesFordOnline.com.
And, you know, if you're getting even relatively close to that oil change, you might want to schedule one, because your technicians look for everything. Everything, like if the tires are wearing down, brake pads maybe are a little bit loose, and who knows, you might be a little low on some fluids that you just might need when it gets cold.
That's right. You definitely want to check all your fluids. Make sure you've got your windshield wiper fluid there. I mean, with the wet stuff on the roads, it eventually will start to thaw, and you'll start getting it up on your windshield. We definitely want to we can take care of that with windshield wipers and washer fluid. We do the complete inspection on your vehicle every time it's in and give you that record and keep a record of it in electronically for us. So all you got to do is go to our website. From there, you can put your phone number in and schedule your service appointment. It's pretty simple, and we'll be ready for you when you come on in.
There you go, and it's DungesChoice.com?
That's right, DungesChoice.com, and from there you can get to any of the websites.
Yeah.
Apply for a job or search for used cars and new cars. Check out the big rebates site. I was looking on the websites this morning, and there are some great deals out there, Tom. I don't have much time left, but you know, I was seeing a lot of deals with over $6,000 off on numerous vehicle lines: Ford Fusion, Ford EcoSport. These are stacking all the incentives, and there's right now we've got a fast start to Truck Month incentive on a lot of vehicles: Fusion, Escape, Explorer. If I'm remembering right, that's a special $1,000 rebate. We've got customer cash. There's just lots of incentives. There's also some special incentives if people are, may qualify: a military appreciation bonus cash of $500, first responder bonus cash of $500, and with college semester underway again, we've got the 21 College Student Purchase Program. So if you have recently graduated or will graduate later this year, you get a special $750 rebate. And you can find all that online at DungesChoice.com.
And one thing I love about your website is that if you're curious on how that's going to fit your budget, you don't have to give away, the family secrets in order to try to get an estimate on what your payment's going to be.
Yeah, it's real easy to go in. You put in a little bit of information. It'll tell you exactly what give you an estimate of your payment. You can set up you can actually apply for a loan, and
it
goes right to the lender through the system. But if you don't want to do that, you can go in and tell it what you think your credit is, and it'll calculate a pretty close payment. You can then play with the down payment. The incentives I mentioned, you can go in and say, well, I do qualify for that first responder bonus or the recent college graduate, and click that, and it'll apply it to your deal, so you can see how that changes your payment. A lot of that stuff that used to take a little time out in the car purchase process, the calculating of the deal and so on, is really simple these days, and it's right there online on our website.
All righty. And folks want to come down and take a visit with you in person today, you're real easy to find. In fact, your road's been scooped.
That's right. And we've got some sand on the lot in the icy spots. So come on out here. We're out here today. I'll be here all day. So come see us out at Dungis on Highway 75.
All righty. Thank you very much, Brad. Take care, and good luck, and stay warm, my friend.
I will try, Tom.
All righty. You've been listening to Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust. Stay tuned. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400.